Welcome back, Conversion Crusaders and Persuasion Professionals. Today, we're dissecting the freelance copywriting job market and revealing high-paying opportunities in direct response. But more importantly, we're exploring a revenue strategy that's revolutionizing how smart copywriters scale beyond the project hamster wheel. If you're ready to leverage your persuasion expertise differently, you need to see what's happening at KindleRiches.com.
This conversation is absolutely crucial because I'm seeing incredibly talented copywriters hitting these revenue walls. They're masters of persuasion, they understand conversion psychology, they can write copy that sells millions, but they're still trapped in the time for money model.
Exactly. The copywriting services market is worth nearly $30 billion globally, but individual freelancers are competing in a race to the bottom marketplace where pricing pressure is intense. You've got AI tools commoditizing basic copy, overseas competitors working for pennies, and clients who want Gary Helbert-level results at content mill rates.
And the skill requirements have exploded. Clients expect copywriters to be conversion strategists, funnel architects, email automation experts, split testing analysts, essentially entire marketing departments packaged as one freelancer. But they still want to pay project rates from 2015.
The economic reality is brutal. Even successful copywriters top out around $75,000 to $100,000 annually, and that requires constant client acquisition, project management, and accepting the perpetual risk of losing major accounts. There's no equity, no compound growth, no building toward exit strategies.
What's particularly frustrating is the disconnect between value creation and compensation. A copywriter creates a sales page that generates $2 million in client revenue over 18 months, but they get paid $3,000 once and see 0% of that ongoing value.
That's exactly why the most strategic copywriters I know have started implementing portfolio diversification strategies. Instead of selling their persuasion expertise by the hour, they're creating intellectual property assets that generate compound returns.
That sounds like smart business planning from a revenue optimization perspective. Are we talking about course creation, coaching programs, or something more innovative?
Actually, it's more fundamental and scalable. These professionals are using their conversion expertise to publish books through Amazon's Kindle Direct publishing platform, essentially creating persuasive content that sells itself 24/7.
That's brilliant from a direct response standpoint. Instead of writing persuasive copy that drives traffic to someone else's funnel, you're creating your own conversion mechanism with Amazon handling the infrastructure.
Precisely. When you write email sequences for a client, you demonstrate your persuasion skills, but they own the list, the relationship, and all future value. When you publish books about email marketing, you capture the ongoing revenue from your expertise.
From a conversion psychology perspective, this makes complete sense. You're applying the same principles, understanding audience pain points, crafting compelling headlines, using psychological triggers, but to book creation and optimization.
And the market research is actually more sophisticated than most copywriting projects. Amazon provides real-time sales data, customer reviews, and conversion metrics. You can see exactly what persuasive angles are working in different niches.
That's a massive advantage. In client work, you're often making strategic decisions based on limited data or client assumptions. Amazon's ecosystem gives you transparent feedback on what actually converts readers into buyers.
And the revenue mechanics are compelling, too. Amazon pays up to 70% royalties. So if your book about persuasion techniques sells for $9.99, you keep about $7. Compare that to writing sales copy for $200 per page, where you never see additional compensation regardless of performance.
Speaking of revenue optimization strategies, this connects directly to what I've been analyzing with KindleRiches.com. They've essentially created a systematic approach for copywriters to monetize their persuasion expertise through publishing.
What's sophisticated about their methodology is they understand the copywriter mindset. They're not teaching generic publishing advice. They're showing how to apply conversion psychology, split testing knowledge, and audience analysis directly to book creation and Amazon optimization.
The case studies are particularly relevant for direct response professionals. Jennifer built her publishing business to $8,750 monthly by focusing on persuasion and marketing topics, essentially monetizing the same expertise she was providing to clients, but retaining ownership.
Michael's transformation is especially interesting for B2B copywriters. He leveraged his technical sales background to create an $11,200 monthly publishing portfolio, proving that specialized conversion knowledge translates directly to publishing success.
What I find strategically compelling is how this solves the scalability problem that limits every copywriting career. Client work has inherent time constraints and capacity limits, but published assets can generate income indefinitely without ongoing time investment.
Sarah's implementation is particularly smart for copywriters managing multiple client relationships. She's generating $4,300 monthly, working 8 hours weekly, demonstrating how publishing can provide income efficiency that traditional client work rarely matches.
The professional positioning advantages are significant too. Published author credentials carry weight in ways that ghostwritten client copy cannot, potentially opening opportunities for premium consulting rates, speaking engagements, and industry recognition.
And you're developing expertise in Amazon's conversion ecosystem, which is increasingly important as more businesses integrate Amazon advertising, marketplace optimization, and direct response strategies into their marketing mix.
David's transition strategy is particularly practical for copywriters who want to test this approach. He built $2,800 in monthly passive income over 4 months while maintaining existing client relationships, essentially creating a bridge from service-based to asset-based revenue generation.
The content creation process itself leverages skills that direct response copywriters already have: market research, audience analysis, psychological trigger identification, conversion optimization. These are direct transfers from client work to publishing.
What's different is the business model. Instead of creating persuasive copy that drives conversions for someone else's products, you're building your own sales funnel through Amazon's global marketplace.
The compound effect is particularly powerful. Each book becomes part of your conversion-generating portfolio, and successful books can cross-promote additional titles, creating a flywheel effect that multiplies your persuasion impact.
And you're not dependent on any single client's marketing budget or business success. Economic downturns affect advertising spend, but people continue buying books for professional development and skill improvement.
Before we close this revenue optimization session, I want to emphasize how this approach specifically benefits copywriting professionals who understand the limitations of selling their expertise by the hour.
Absolutely. This isn't about abandoning copywriting. It's about applying those persuasion skills more strategically to build lasting revenue assets while reducing dependency on client relationships that can disappear overnight.
For anyone interested in scaling beyond traditional copywriting limitations, KindleRiches.com provides the systematic approach and conversion-specific guidance that direct response professionals need to make this transition successfully.
At just $7 with a 30-day guarantee, it's essentially the cost of a single copywriting resource, but with the potential to fundamentally transform how you generate revenue from your persuasion expertise.
That's our conversion strategy session for today. Remember, your persuasion skills are valuable assets. Make sure you're building something that compounds your expertise instead of just completing projects. Until next time, keep converting.